when the second, third, fourth, and other alarms were struck on Wednesday, and Engine 33 already on the job, James Harding, who was off that day taking care of a sick child, felt a sense of longing and helplessness.
It was really tough listening and hearing, and I'm getting calls from pretty much all over the country telling me, hey, there's a fire in Boston. What's going on over there? And that's my old house. I know those guys, you know. I was on Ladder 15 for 3 years, and I know those guys. I can see myself being in that building with them.
James Harding, a 17-year Boston firefighter, first met Eddie Walsh in 2005.
I was one of the guys that broke Eddie Walsh, into the job when he come on Ladder 15. I was Ladder 15 at the time when that class came in. He looked like a firefighter. I looked at him like, are you sure you weren't already on a job? He looked like the typical, like what you think a firefighter will look like. And he had the right, very calm demeanor, you know, just easygoing. He had that firefighter's mentality where, you know, there wasn't too much above him, especially if he knew what he had to do.
Walsh, says Harding, was not the type of new guy on the job whom you ribbed.
That's a lot of humor coming onto the job, especially with the FFOPs, which are the firefighter on probation. But there weren't too many jokes going his way. He, you know, it's great making fun of the new guys, but he was one of the new guys you really didn't make fun of. You know, he was a big dude.
But at the same time, says Harding, Walsh laughed a lot.
He was a funny guy. Every picture you see of this guy, he has a big old smile on his face. You know, life was good, you know, for him. He got promoted within 10 years of the job. You know, this dude was going to be going places. He was one of them guys, man.
James Harding, an African-American fireman from Liberia, now working in Hyde Park, said that firefighters in the final analysis see themselves as a transnational, transracial band of brothers.
It's almost a welcome to your brothers for the rest of your life kind of thing. You know, you welcome to this new family, and we will take care of you, and all you have to do is do your job.
And that was the club that Walsh was welcomed into in 2005. Walsh had just been assigned to what Harding called the most challenging and most coveted of all firehouses.
That house, that company, you don't go there expecting to sit up in the firehouse all day. Those companies work. Those are working companies. That whole area is the most congested part of the city. You can find yourself in a tunnel, on a highway, in a high-rise, underground, in water, fighting a triple-decker. If you want action, you go to those house. You go to that house. You go to those companies. You will see everything in those companies. 33 and 15, they're a story company.
And from this fire station is where nine firemen in 1972 set off from, and to where they never returned. Lives lost fighting the Vendome Hotel fire.
The Vendome was right down the street from them. I don't know what it is about that part of Boston, but those buildings, how they were built and what the ground that they sit on.
G7 reports companies are going back in.
Negative. No companies are going in anywhere. Stay out away from the building.
And so as the dispatches from the scene became more urgent, Harding became more concerned.
I wanted to be there. I wanted to go down and turn on the.
At one point, Walsh, trapped in the basement of the Beacon Street brownstone, is heard to call for water.
Okay, 33, we're going to get you some water.
But James Harding interprets the call not as a sense of chaos, as he believes some have implied in the media. He says Walsh's call for water was the call from a man doing his job.
That was tough hearing that, but I know the guy who was on that pump who was trying to get him water, because he knows that his guys are in that building. They were in the building for not a very long time. They were in the building very soon after when they called for Mayday. So it's very possible that they could have walked into something that they didn't expect, which is really the nature of our job. You know, we can see the most benign atmosphere and walk in and find yourself in hell.
It is at this point that James Harding, who helped Ed Walsh settle into the job at Engine 33, becomes quiet, contemplative, and reflective.
In closing, you know, just want to say Godspeed to his young kids. I didn't know Mike Kennedy, but Godspeed to him and his family. I feel like I've lost a part of my family.
Philip Martin, WGBH News, Boston Public Radio.